Your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 92. We'll start there in a second. I was talking to Jeanette this morning about songs and what she was going to sing and everything, and I said that's exactly what I wanted you to say. I was at home. I had that song going through my brain this morning. And so, anyways, they're all good, but I mean, this is Thanksgiving week. For those of us in the United States of America, it's a national holiday that I am wholeheartedly in favor of. We should have it the other 364 days of the year, and we'd be doing a lot better. But I just love this holiday because it's not all about, you know, shopping and, well, you go to the grocery store, but five times, and then you get... But the thing is, it's not about shopping and decorating and all that. You know, it's a nice time, though, where people can focus and be thankful and enjoy a nice meal with their family and gather around if they can. And it's a blessing. It's always been a blessing to me. It's still a blessing to me. I mean, with all the wars I grew up with in my house growing up, they didn't happen on Thanksgiving, I'll tell you that. So, anyways, that's enough about that. But I do love Thanksgiving. In the United States, we celebrate and remember, you know, all the blessings that we've received, all the good stuff. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for in the physical category. Here in this country and here in Virginia and all around. But it's way bigger than the stuff that we get. Look at Psalm, what did I say, 92, right? Okay, let's go to, God's highly in favor of this Thanksgiving business. Look at Psalm 92, verse 1, says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord." Oh, how about that? Right there. In the Bible. Must be true. "It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and faithfulness every night." It's a good thing. So, you want to do good things? I know you do. I want to do good things. Well, the Bible says, which is God's word, right?
It's right here.
It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to his name. Just when things are going well and everything's swell and you're warm and the refrigerator's full and the football game's going your way and all that kind of stuff. No. Not just when things are going swimmingly, as they say. Look at Daniel. I just thought about this. You know, there are records in the Bible where things were not going well. And yet people can give thanks anyway, because God is to be thanked. God is... We're to praise and to thank God every day of our lives, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the situations are that we're in. We want our situations to be good, but they're not always good. But neither was Daniel's. And what did he do? It said in Daniel 6, verse 10 says... this is after, you know, he'd been set up by his buddies on the board. And the king was kind of backed into a corner and signed a decree that said anybody that worshipped any god except for the one that he set up, the idol that he set up, was going to get tossed into a den of lions. And it was already signed and sealed, and Daniel knew it. And it says in verse, you would think he'd be a little bit on the nervous end of things, but it says right here in verse 10, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Didn't change a bit what Daniel was all about. You know, bad situation, still went in, still prayed 3 times a day towards Jerusalem. Still gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You know, had a good attitude. Kept his mind on the things of God in a situation where it would have been very easy to say, okay, well, I'll go down and worship the idol and ask for forgiveness later. But he didn't do that. He did exactly as he did aforetime. He was in the habit of giving thanks to his God. You know, it's a tremendous record, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, here he is, you know, he's a eunuch in captivity. Things are, sense knowledge wise, you know, doesn't look like great. dragged off as a child, made to serve in this situation in another country, and wow, kept his mind on the things of God, kept praying, kept thanking God as he did aforetime. You know. Look in Psalms. Psalms is full of giving praise and thanks to our God. Psalm 119. Jeanette was talking about how she wakes up she sings herself to sleep sometimes. And I thought, yeah, this verse is like that. 119 verse 62 says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Midnight. What do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep? You can speak in tongues. You can thank God for all his blessings. You know, if you're going to be awake, you might as well be doing that, right? You could be up at midnight worrying like some people do, or you could be up at midnight thanking God for his blessings, right? We'll go through a bunch of these because they're fun. Psalm 30. Psalm 30, verse 1. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast made my foes rejoice, has not made my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know, it's terrific, isn't it? Thou hast healed me, he said. Look at verse 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. How much has God done for us? I mean, look at Psalm 6. Verse 5. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? Now's your chance. Right? Because you can't do it when you die. You can do it now as long as you've got your brain in the right place. 104. Psalm 104. Verse 33, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Isn't it terrific? Psalm 100. Let's just read the whole thing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye saints. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That's a hot little psalm there. I mean, Psalm 50. There's a lot of them in Psalms, like I said. Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. There you go. Offer unto God what? Thanksgiving. That's what we offer God. It's a way of worship. Worship, praise, thanksgiving, they're all tied together in so many of these verses. You want to worship God, right? Be thankful. You're thanking him for everything he does for you. You're remembering, you're thanking, you're praising him, giving him the glory. Psalm 69. Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with what?
Thanksgiving.
Not complaining. Yeah. When you talk about your situation sometimes, you're just cutting God out of the picture. You're not magnifying him. Don't you want to magnify God? Well, you magnify him with thanksgiving. Thanks, God. Thank you, God. Thanks. Thanks for all the stuff you did for me. Thanks for everything you are and do and have blessed me with. Magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hooves. You know, you could go through all the religious motions in the world, or you could just say thankful God, stay thankful to God and thank him every day and remember his blessings. It says he likes that better. It'll please the Lord better than that ox or bullock that hath horns and hooves. Praising the name of God with a song and magnifying him with thanksgiving. Psalm 95. Verse 1, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Thank God when you pray. Thank God when you think of him. Thank God. There's no shortage of things to thank God for. The things he's done for you. We should be thankful for many, many, many blessings, right? Look at Romans chapter 1. We should be thankful for each other, for the saints that we have to fellowship with. God's blessed us with a family to live in. Sometimes I need to be built up. I know if I go to my family, they'll remind me of the blessings of God. They'll put me, my brain back on the right track, like Jeanette's song says. You know, because sometimes you get a little off track, right? But God has put us in a family, and in the family we can remind each other to be thankful, to remember God's blessings, to focus on the things that God would have us focus on. Not the little things of the world and the distractions, like your song said. Romans 1, verse 8. Let's look through a couple of these verses about being thankful for the saints. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. First, I thank my God. Didn't wait around to get to it, did he? He did it right away. Thank God right away for him. Ephesians chapter 1. You know your way around this Bible. We're in the part here where you should know what you're doing. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16 says, speaking of Paul, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Cease not to give thanks for you. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians. Verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. How about that? He was pretty mindful of thanking God for the saints, wasn't he? Look at 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse 2. We give thanks to God once in a while when you guys are not... No, bugging me. No. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Thank God for the saints, huh? Thank God for the saints. You know, I'm not Noah. You know, I have other folks who will believe God around me. Not that it was a bad thing to be Noah. But he was kind of lonely when it came to believing God. Not too many people around that were there to build him up and remind him of the things of God. You know, and that's the thing. We need to continue to remind ourselves to be thankful for the things of God. You know, it's nice to have a warm house and food and folks around that you love. But what about the things of God? We are told in the Bible to be, to think on the things which are not seen, not the things that are seen. The things that are seen are what? They're temporal. They're just going to last a little while. Sometimes they last too long. But the things that are eternal, the things that are unseen are eternal, you know. And God, the things of God are eternal. The things of God are of greater blessing, huge blessing. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. You know, the natural man, he can't see the things of God. That's why he needs to learn God's word, get born again, then learn God's word, and be reminded of what all the things that God has done. You can receive the things of the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 2, let's look at some of the things of God. that are, they're just things of God. Nobody else could do them. And they're things you can be thankful for every day, regardless of circumstances, regardless of what the devil says, regardless of what anything. I mean, because these are things of God. His grace, His mercy, His peace. If you think about those, you're going to be encouraged. You're going to be built up. You're going to be blessed in the Nugan. The things you dwell on in your mind, you know, that's important stuff. And if you dwell on the things of God, if you dwell on the spiritual things that God has blessed us with, the things that God is and does, that's where you're living the life that God wants you to have. You know, you're thankful. You're dwelling on the things of God. You're seeing God at work in your life. You're getting blessed by the things of God. You're remembering the things of God. His grace, His mercy, His peace, His love, His power, His hope. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
But we'll read a couple of them right here in Ephesians, because he could say it better than me. Chapter 2, verse 4 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy." God's rich in mercy. "For His great love, wherewith He loved" who?
Us.
God loves us, and He's rich in mercy. "Even when we were dead in sins." It wasn't because we were so good. "Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved." The grace of God. Think on the grace of God. Unmerited favor. You know, all the things He's given you that you don't deserve. Why? Because He loves you. "By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith," or believing, "and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." When somebody gives you a gift, what do you do? What do you say?
Thank you.
Right? That should be right on the top of your brain all the time. Look at the things God has given you just in these short little four verses. And you can say, "Thank you. Thank you, God." Let's do that. It's right thinking to be thankful. It's not wrong thinking. You know, we do enough of that on our own. But it's right thinking every time you're thankful. And it's pretty easy if you just think about what God is all about and what He's blessed you with and what He is. You can be thankful. And it's right thinking when you're thankful. It keeps you on the right track, right? Well, it's right thinking and it's right living. It's thanks living, right? Okay. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. What else is being thankful good for, huh? Blesses God. We read that, right? Blesses us. Philippians 4, 6 says, Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Anybody interested in the peace of God which passeth all understanding? Yeah, if you could bottle that stuff, boy, you could make a lot of money. Because there are people out there screaming for some peace in their life. And it's right here. It says, "In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I thank God for peace. You know? You don't get that from anywhere else, really. You don't get it from the world. Colossians 2, verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with what?
Thanksgiving.
You're not going to abound without thanksgiving, I'll tell you that. Because you can't ski like that. You got to have thanksgiving to abound. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Did you know I was going there, Ron? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Would you like to do the will of God? Mm-hmm. I would too. Wouldn't you like to magnify God? It says the same thing about that, doesn't it? This says, the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, in everything give thanks. Every situation, you can be thankful. Why? Because it's not the situation that you're thankful for. It's God that you're thankful for. It's what God has blessed you with, done for you, made you to be. These things that we talked about, His grace, His mercy, His peace, His love, those are things you can be thankful for all the time in every situation. Whether the Mets are winning or losing, it doesn't matter. It's not situation-based, our thankfulness. Our thankfulness is God-based. It's spiritual. Look at Romans chapter 1. Ooh, this is a bad one. Romans 1. Jeanette sang about this too. Verse 21. let's go to 20. Verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Reprobate mind. They gave themselves over to a reprobate mind. They were unthankful. They didn't see that it was God that they should be thankful for. The things of God. What God was up to. It became unthankful. They didn't glorify Him. They didn't give Him the praise and the thanks. Not where we want to be. 1 Corinthians 15. I don't want to tell you until I get there. Because you'll read it and not listen to me. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Who gives you a victory?
God.
Who should you thank? God. Did you get the victory? Did you get it on your own?
No.
Did you do it without Him? No. None of us could. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be to God. See, it's kind of a theme in the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah.
First, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. He always causes us to triumph in Christ. We're on a winning team. Where did I go? 1 Corinthians 14. Let's go back to what Owen was talking about here. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. It says, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. Talking about prayer by the Spirit, or speaking in tongues. It is giving thanks well. Well, how about that? We can do it well. I don't do a whole lot of things well, but every time I speak in tongues, I'm giving thanks well, and that God really enjoys this whole thankfulness business we're talking about here. So this week, in Thanksgiving week, speak in tongues a lot. Remember that you're giving thanks well to God. And then do it some more. John 4. John 4, verse 23. The hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We can give true worship. We can be true worshipers. We can worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God's waited a long time for this, to have sons and daughters who can manifest Holy Spirit, that they can pray with the Spirit. They can pray with the understanding and pray with the Spirit. They can give thanks well by speaking in tongues and manifesting Holy Spirit. Close in Colossians chapter 3. Verse 14, and above all these things, put on charity, or the love of God, in the renewed mind and manifestation. Put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And be ye, what?
Thankful.
Be ye thankful. It's pretty simple, huh? I mean, 1 Thessalonians, that little verse. In everything, give thanks. This one here, be thankful. Three words. It's a command. Just do it. It blesses God, and it makes your brain be in the right place. Be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. All right. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for the joy of being in your word together, for seeing, Father, your heart for this subject and how you have designed us to be thankful. Now, when we're thinking right, Father, and walking with your word on in our minds and walking according to the Spirit, we are able to be thankful and stay thankful and give you praise and glory. Father, we love you and thank you for everything you've done. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.